Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, guys, time for a staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Emma?
Hey, girl.
Good morning.
So, what's going on? We hear there's some problems in paradise with your boyfriend.
You know, I had to go to work one morning, and I realized my car was out of gas. I asked him, I said, hey, can I drive your car? Since I don't have gas in my car, I got to get to work. So he goes, sure, and he's going to fill my car up on my lunch break or whatever and give me my car back.
Okay.
So long story short, I noticed when I get the car back that the seatbelt is a little strange, and no one ever sits in my passenger seat. It's just always me. So I'm thinking,
I always think about that. Sorry to cut you off. Like, if my passenger seat, if I'm in my boyfriend's car and it's different, I always start, like, thinking, like, who's been in the seat?
Y'all are paranoid, for real.
I'm just saying, who's been in the seat? Why is it all the way back? Why is it all the way to the front? What's going on?
What are you riding with? I never would have thought of this, honestly. So this, I'm taking notes.
Who hurt you?
I just need a boyfriend.
I don't know. It seems to me he's had someone else in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not that kind to cheat or anything like that. So it was just strange to me. And later on, you know, I noticed some, like, papers, kind of receipts crumpled up, but I couldn't read them because it was, like, faded. So I just don't know what's going on. I know he had someone in the car. That's the bottom line.
Wow. I don't do this. I've never done this, but okay. So based on you feel like someone was driving shotgun in your car that your man borrowed, you think he's cheating on you?
Someone was in the car with him. Who could it be? Like, are you giving your friends a joyride? Do you have another girl in the car? What's going on here?
Right. And so is this something, have you talked to your man about this at all? Or was this just something that you're telling us right off the bat?
No, when I tried to ask him about it, he's like, oh, I didn't have anyone in your car. You know, maybe someone tried to break into it in the apartment complex.
Okay, he's making himself sound guilty when you go that outlandish.
Yeah.
All you got to say is, like, I didn't have anybody in your car. You crazy.
He was, like, super defensive, and he thinks maybe someone had tried to break in.
Has your man cheated on you before?
No.
No, he's never been caught up?
No.
How long have you been with him?
A year.
A year? Have you ever cheated on him?
No.
This might be payback.
No. What?
No.
Yeah, once you cheat on someone, you take them back. That means you have an embrace. You got, in case of emergency, break glass.
Stop.
You can cheat on them back. You know what I mean?
No.
An eye for an eye or thigh for a thigh.
What?
Either or.
Okay, so she just said that there's no cheating that's been involved thus far.
Okay.
So let's put that to rest, Joey.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, you know what? Let's see if Nick is trying to risk it to get that passenger biscuit.
Okay.
We're going to call him, offer him a free romantic staycation, and simply ask him one question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Hopefully he says your name, Miss Emma. If not, then he has some explaining to do.
Yes, he will.
Okay.
He'll definitely have some explaining to do.
All right. Hold on right there. We're going to get his number from you. We'll call him up next. It's your morning mess. Back with a staycation setup. We talked to Emma. Now, she thinks that her boyfriend is cheating on her based on that he borrowed her car and she noticed the passenger seat wasn't where it usually is. And Emma, you also noticed that there were some crumbled up receipts that you know there weren't from you.
Exactly.
So, you know what? We didn't ask Emma. Now, the receipt you said was smudged, so you couldn't see what he bought or anything. But was it from anywhere? Did he go to a Subway or?
No, the receipt was from Hillstone.
That's a good restaurant for a date right there.
Wait a minute.
Would you take a side chick to
a business dinner or something? Right. Come on now.
Hillstone's not really a side chick destination.
Oh, Hillstone is so good, though.
You take side chicks like Sizzler.
Are you kidding?
Okay. So I've heard. Okay, so what we're going to do is call Nick right now, offer him a free romantic staycation, ask who he wants to put on the reservation. If he doesn't say your name, Emma, obviously he has some explaining to do, okay?
Yeah.
Well, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Nick?
This is Nick.
Hi, Nick. My name is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. So I just have a couple questions.
Wait, I'm sorry. Where are you calling me from?
I'm calling you from the Aurora Hotel. We have a new establishment here in the North Scottsdale area, and we're looking to build our presence online. So we're offering stays here for a weekend in exchange for a review.
Oh, I guess that's okay, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So with this reservation here, I've got a few questions that I need to get answered. Now, I do have your name and number listed already. So my first question for you is, we leave a personalized note for your guest here with this free romantic weekend stay. Now, I have some generic messages that I can put on there, or if you have something specific, I'd be happy to jot that down whenever you're ready.
I'm going to put something funny, actually. Hope this isn't going too fast for you, so I could put on the brakes later.
Now, my second question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
It's Sky, S-K-Y.
Oh, my God.
What?
Nick, you're live on the radio right now. It's the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
Hold on.
No, you hold
Wait.
On.
Straight up.
What?
This
would
have.
You
okay.
are I can't believe
I was getting. Look, you know what was happening?
It's happening now. It's over.
No, I'm going to tell you what was happening. I was putting gas in your car.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Uh huh.
I was at that Chevron station.
You at the Chevron station?
And I saw that candy shop that the guys always talk about. I went in there, tried it out because I was there. And what? Like nothing happened. The girl who worked there, I gave her a ride home, and that is it.
What?
That is all that happened.
You can spend a weekend with her?
It's a hell of a tip.
It's over. Get your shit out of my house today.
Obviously,
your
like.
I can help you. Maybe Sky can help you move. I don't give a shit, but you need to be out. No, like,
hear me out for a minute.
No,
nothing
I don't want to
happen.
To
I
over.
Just. No, no, nothing
okay.
happened. Really, nothing. I mean,
let's
really
take in consideration nothing happened. You want it to happen because you want to take this girl Sky for a romantic weekend.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, okay? That, like, I should
not.
Not
fix it.
Yeah, let's just be honest, Nick. You want to Elvis that pelvis, don't you?
Oh, my God.
Also,
I got carried away, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got confused and carried away, and
confused.
I did something I shouldn't have done. But I didn't, like, I've not crossed any lines that I.
Well, you were about to.
Listen, even if we believe you that you didn't, you were trying to. And I think that constitutes cheating or intent
it
to cheat.
It does. And honestly, I don't believe that nothing has happened at this point.
Nothing has happened.
Why are you so defensive? I don't understand that. But listen, Natasha has. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you that nothing has happened.
Okay, like, so then nothing has happened. Fantastic. If something has happened, which it probably has, Natasha has counseling services that she can provide for you individually or as a couple, whichever way you want to go about it. But you need some help.
I'm not lying.
If you say it louder, it becomes the truth.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is not a lie. Okay.
You're a liar. You are a liar.
Emma, do you want to give him a second chance?
No.
Can we talk about this without these people on the phone? Can, like, you and I talk about this?
All I want to talk about is you, like, leaving my house.
I want to talk about Sky. Hey, Nick, so, serious question. Who's better?
Why do you ask people these things?
In conversation.
Wait, she's off the line.
In conversation, I mean, who was a better person to have conversations
I don't
with?
Don't listen to this fool, all right?
Let me get you these counseling services, girl.
Put her on hold.
You don't need to deal with this.
If you want to see somebody, we can see somebody. I'm not against that, but not these guys.
I don't want to talk to you. I don't ever want to see you again.
I'm sorry, okay?
You better buy
I love
cigarettes.
You, and I'm sorry.
Emma, you want me to hang up on Nick?
Yes.
Nick, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Miss Emma.
Yes.
Miss Emma, hold on right there. Natasha has some counseling available if you want to take that. If not, go ahead. We'll let you go and throw his stuff out the window.
Okay.
All right. You live off Thomas Road, by the way?
I do.
You do. Perfect.
Oh,
okay.
Great. Oh, wow. And just save it. Don't even say anything else about it, Joey. Just let her live her life. And Natasha will be getting
it's
you counseling.
Shame. It's a damn shame.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.